Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. I have a story to tell, and you're going to want to listen to the story. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on all the other stuff. I'll get to that later on. But I want to tell you a story. And you can believe the story or not believe the story, but this story happens all the time, and this story actually happened last week. I've been talking for a long time about what's been going on in the nursing home industry and with hospitals and the scam that's being run with admission versus observation and with rehab and with all the other stuff that goes on in a lot of nursing homes. I need to connect some dots, and you need to listen. You really need to listen because everything you have is at risk here. Your savings, your IRAs, you're paying for long-term care, and in some cases, having to sell your home to pay for long-term care. And I need to connect the dots. I've been talking about the whole scam with rehab and how nursing homes are throwing people out and telling people they can't stay because there's no Medi-Cal beds. There's no long-term care beds. Today, dated September 3rd, 2019, from the Department of Healthcare Services, a Medi-Cal news flash. Clarification, and then I'm going to tell you a story, and you're going to want to hear the story because you're going to get really mad. And if you already get my newsletter, you already know about the story. And the title of the story is Nursing Home Sends Old Man Home in a Van. And I'm going to tell you that story in a minute, and it's a true story, but I want to connect the dots here. Code of Federal Regulations, CFR, Title 42, Section 440, blah, 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 defines nursing facility services as those provided in a facility that fully meets the requirements of a state license to provide on a regular basis, blah, 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 blah. Requires services that are above the level of room and board. Under federal law, this is what I want to read you. Under federal law, not state law, under federal law, there is no distinction between a skilled nursing facility, referred to as a nursing facility level B, and an intermediate care facility, referred to as a nursing facility level A. Ultimately, federal law allows continuity of care protections for individuals to receive medically necessary intermediate care services at the NFB, where they are receiving medically necessary skilled nursing services. If a Medi-Cal recipient needs NFA care, that's intermediate care, the recipient should be allowed to remain at the facility until intermediate care services are no longer needed or transferred to another care setting is selected by the recipient that is appropriate for their medical condition. You can't kick somebody out of a nursing home just because they go from a skilled level of care to an intermediate or custodial level of care. Federal law. I've known this for a long time. It's California, it's Code of Federal Regulations, CFR, Title 42, Section 440.155, little a, number one. Now, keep that in mind, and I'm going to tell you a story, and it's a true story. It's not a made-believe story. I'm going to change the names, but the story is true. Several weeks ago, somebody came to me and said, we're getting really worried about dad. Dad needs a nursing home. Dad is in a nursing home receiving rehabilitative therapy, and we're really worried about what's going to happen. So we did a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to tell you what we did, but we did a bunch of stuff so that the son could manage mom and dad's affairs in a straightforward way. Because mom is also older and frail. And I'm going to call dad Fred and mom Wilma, and I'm going to call the son Herb, just for names. Well, Fred was in the nursing home as a rehab patient. The nursing home then said, Fred has to leave. Dad has to leave. And when I'm done with this story, if you're not outraged and you're not in my office in a week making sure this doesn't happen to you, you're just not paying attention. So anyhow, my client, the son, called me and I said, no, he doesn't have to go home. Here's the Code of Federal Regulations. That was before this came out. I said, give him, there's only six reasons why somebody can be discharged from a nursing home, and that we don't have a bed is not one of them, because they were saying, as nursing homes are doing all the time now, that, we don't have any custodial, we don't have any Medi-Cal beds. Oh, by the way, there's no such thing as a Medi-Cal bed. We don't have any intermediate care beds. We don't have any custodial care beds. We don't have any beds. Well, he's in a bed. Well, but your dad's going to have to leave. So I counseled my client, and he worked really hard, the son, and he's working out of town, and he's trying to come down. And by the way, this happened in a nursing home in Northern California, not in someplace else. And anyhow, finally, you know, he fights, and I teach him how to take notes, and what you always do in a nursing home, you do that at any care facility, you always take notes. I went to see my doctor the other day. After I was done with the doctor, I went out to my car and I took notes. I wrote down notes about our meeting. You have to do that in today's world. So he sent me an email and he said, it looks like everything's going to be fine. I just got off the phone with the director of nursing, and the director of nursing at the nursing home said it's going to be fine. My dad's going to be able to stay there and everything's going to be fine and dandy and dad can stay there. And I got an email from him because he's out of town. I don't know, I can go look up the emails. Not shortly thereafter, I get another email. And the email says, I just got a phone call from my mom, Wilma. And my mom says, Fred, her husband, is standing at the front door with on his walker with his bag of clothes in his hand. Now, this is after he just got off the phone talking to the director of nursing, who assured him that everything was fine and dandy, kind of like a hard candy Christmas, if any of you know the song. And now, imagine the shock. Oh, by the way, how did Dad get home? They put him in a van and sent him home. The nursing home put him in a van and sent him home. This is while Herb, my client, the son, is talking to the director of nursing on the phone, who's assuring him that no such thing is going to happen. But it happened. They sent him home. They sent an old man home in a van. Now, this gets better, so you just keep listening. You just keep listening. So imagine the stress on the dad, on Fred, because he's been booted out of the nursing home. One minute he's in bed, the next minute he's sent home on his walker in a van with his clothes in a bag. Imagine Wilma, his wife's shock when she opens the front door and finds her husband standing there. I'd like to tell you this is uncommon, but it's not. I've actually seen people sent home from nursing homes in a cab. Oh, yes, I have. Without their family knowing anything about it. Now, this story is just going to get better and better as I go along. So I email my client and say, call me as soon as you can. So he calls me because I know he's working. And he calls me and says, what do we do? And I said, well, here's what I would do. I would call the director of nursing back up. And I would tell the director of nursing, you're picking your dad up. You're going to have to drive from where he's working back to home. His dad's and mom's home. Pick dad up. Take him back to the nursing home. And tell the director of nursing that they all better be there at the front door when you show up. He said, really, that's what you, I said, that's what I want you to say. By the way, you're not going to hear anybody else talk about the stuff this way. It's a big secret. People don't talk about this openly because nobody wants to think that this stuff happens. But I'm telling you right now, it's happening every day in California and across the United States because of where the way the health laws are now set up. It takes a reminder from the Department of Healthcare Services to remind nursing homes that they can't kick people out. Okay, let's continue with the story. So they get back to the nursing home, and Herb's there with his dad, Fred, and they take all the belongings back, and they're welcomed with open arms, and it's, you know, Ollie Ollie Oxenfree, we're so sorry, it's all a big mistake. That's a lie, folks. How is that a mistake? How do you take an old man and send him home and it's a mistake? Somebody had to sign up. And by the way, Dad showed up, because I have a picture of it. Dad showed up at the front door of the house. No discharge papers, no medical follow-up, no medical records, no doctor's discharge, no anything. The only thing there was his name and a room number pinned to the bag of clothes. That was it. That was it. So that's all that he showed up with. Now, so everybody's happy, everybody's fine, everybody's whatever. And I told my client, I said, well, the first thing you have to do, this was last week, so it's now going on 8-10 days when you hear this show. I told my client, well, for the next, you make sure you take notes, everybody you talk to, and here's what you want. You want the discharge paperwork. This was a weekend that Herb took his dad back to the nursing home. You want the discharge paperwork. You want the doctor's notes. You want every piece of paperwork attended to this decision. Who hired the van company? Who paid for it? Who did whatever? And their answer to him was, well, it's the weekend and the business office is closed. Now, understand, he was sent home on a weekend. So the paperwork would have had to have been created before he was sent home on the weekend when supposedly the business office is closed. He's entitled to it. So anyhow, finally the business office opens and they're still denying him access to the paperwork, and I can't tell you what my guess is, but he's going to continue the good fight, and I'm going to continue to support him. But and Dad's back in the nursing home where he belongs, and we filed for Medi-Cal so that everything is protected, the house and the money, because we're going to need money for Mom. The nursing home, of course, told him another untruth. The nursing home said, well, you know, you're going to have to spend all of their income on the nursing home. They're going to have nothing to live on, which is a lie. They'll be able to keep all of their income because their income is below what's called the minimum monthly maintenance needs allowance, the UMNA. So they get to keep. So the nursing home again tried to scare them by telling them, the son called me and said, is this true? I said, no, it's not true. Mom and Dad will get to keep all of the income that they have. And they get to keep their house, and they get to keep their savings, and they get to keep all of that. They get to keep everything. Now, why am I telling you this story? I'd like to tell you it's an anomaly, but it's not. Why do you think Medi-Cal had to just come out on the 3rd, just a few days ago, and say, oh, by the way, you can't do this. It's against federal law. And by the way, I hear this from elder law attorneys that I respect. Sadly to say, the ones I respect the most are in Southern California. but this is not uncommon. And you should be hearing this from the elder law community, but you're not, because the California State Bar will not allow an elder law section of the bar. And there's a reason for that. It has to do with some nonprofits. And I don't want to get into that, but that's why you don't hear about this stuff more often. We're one of the only major states in America that does not have an elder law section of the bar, and the bar won't allow it. And there's a reason for it. There actually is a reason for it, which I can't go into. So a nursing home sends an old man home in a van. Contrary to federal law, contrary to state law, contrary to being humane and humanity, contrary to all of that kind of stuff. And I guess my question for you is, after 20 years here on the radio, how many stories do I have to tell before you get up off your rear end and you do something about this? I want to tell you another story that I heard last week, also a true story, not one of my clients, but a parent staying at home, needs care, son is in charge. In fact, there's a conservatorship in place. And other family members virtually come into the house, take dad out of the house, take dad to another state. And why? Now, dad's back and all that kind of stuff, and there's going to be repercussions. But why do you think they took dad? Money. It's always about money. And how many times have I warned you about making sure you've protected yourself against hostile family members? Now, one of the reasons that both of these cases worked out, and mine in particular, why it's working out even as we speak, is because this family decided to do stuff well in advance of actually needing the help. And as a result, the son was in charge. The son was able to make all his decisions. The son is in charge of the money. The son is in charge of making sure his dad is okay. The son is in charge of making medical decisions. The son is in charge. Had this happened before we put a plan in place, we would have been hiring an attorney, hopefully trying to get a conservatorship, and then we would have been up a creek. This happened, and the other one that I told you about where the hostile family, that one was controlled too because of actions taken well in advance of the events. So here's the question I'm going to ask you. How many of you care about protecting yourselves against this kind of stuff? How many of you care enough to actually sit down for an hour and a half in my office or in a workshop and making sure what you've done is adequate? Well, Bob, I went to see an attorney. I don't care who you went to see. You know, I listen to financial advisors all the time. I get emails from them on how to increase your income from 1% to return to 2% return or whatever it is. None of them ever talks about this. None of them ever talks about what happens when long-term care strikes, when incapacity strikes. This is a whole different way of thinking. What's it worth to you to make sure your home is protected, your money is protected, your assets are protected? What's it worth to you to make sure that the people you want in charge stay in charge? Is it worth an hour to an hour and a half sitting in a workshop, coming to see me for a free consultation, but making sure that this never happens to you? Or do you want to just be one of these stories? And by the way, I could tell you 50 of them right now off the top of my head. I can tell you about families who have been through hell and then some trying to deal with this kind of stuff. Families who've gone from home care, firing home care workers, trying to hire home care workers, then trying to go to assisted living, and then having to move from one assisted living to another because mom or dad isn't taken care of, trying to figure out how they're going to pay for it, where's the money going to come from, then winding up in a memory care, then winding up in a nursing home, then one spouse dies, and everything is upside down. How do we protect, in this case, money for mom after dad dies? If dad dies in the nursing home, okay, we've taken care of dad, but now how do we protect mom? How do we make sure she has money for care and that the home is protected and everything is done? It has to happen from you. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, everything I've talked about is my opinion only. I'm not an attorney, I don't practice law. I've got to do this. I usually do it at the beginning, and I'm doing it now because I wanted you to focus on the story. I don't give tax advice. I have a California insurance license, legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And everything I talk about here is my opinion only. But this story is true. Yes, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. But the story is true, and the stories I tell are always true. In my book, The Stories I Told, the first five chapters are stories. They're all true. This is happening to families every day in California. You have the choice. You can become another victim, or you can get on the phone, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for my upcoming workshop on the 14th. You can call me at 800-999-8007. You can get in to see me. The consultation is free. It's your choice. Or risk your relative, your loved one, being sent home in a cab or a van, or you being told to come and pick them up. I've had clients have their parents left on the doorstep of the nursing home for them to come and pick up. I'm not making it up. Your choice. And it's getting worse and worse. It's not getting better and better. It's getting worse and worse. And you have the decision. You have the choice. You have the freedom to make the decision to make sure you have a plan in place, a real live plan, not just some crummy set of documents you got off the internet or you got off of whoever, or you ordered it out of book or off of TV for $29.95. You have a real plan in place to deal with this kind of stuff when it happens. When the hurricane's coming, you better have a plan. After it tears your house down, it's too late. 800-999-8007. By the way, I did a video on this. You can watch the video on my Facebook page. You can go to Facebook/Assets and Aging, and I just did a video on this subject on my Facebook page this last week. You can also become a follower of mine on Facebook. You can sign up for my newsletter on my online at my website, and you can become a subscribing member where you would have access to this recording and all of this information forever. Make a choice now. It's your choice. The story is true. Old man sent home in a van. Is that what's going to be happening in your family? Because nobody wanted to take the time to sit down and talk. Nobody wants to take the time and spend the money to make sure that this doesn't happen. Do you know how much this would have cost them had they not taken my advice and done what we did? First of all, dad would be at home. They wouldn't know what to do. Dad wouldn't be getting care. They wouldn't know what to do. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance costs money. You have a choice. 800-999-8007. On the 14th of September, Saturday, I will be doing a workshop at 10:30 in my office here in Sacramento. If you need help now, if this is really happening to your family now, then get into my office. The consultation is free. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007, or go to assetsandaging.com you can sign up there. Old man sent home in a van. Go to my Facebook page, Facebook/assetsandaging, and watch the video. It was on my podcast last week. There was a video on my newsletter last week. If you got my newsletter and you didn't open it, do it. But get to the workshop, or even better, get in to see me so that we can deal specifically with the issues your family is facing. Oh, Bob, I've got stuff. Are you sure? Are you sure that your stuff would work when the van drops your dad off on the front door? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I'm so glad you are listening today. Hope to see you at the upcoming workshop or at my office. 800-999-8007. Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day.